So we still are needing to work on entrance music.
Yes. I have a code, though, for Fiverr. We were talking about Fiverr.
Yeah.
Promo code CAVE. We get 10% off.
Is that just anybody's service? Or is that specific to somebody's service?
No, it's specific to Fiverr. Fiverr? However you say that bullshit.
Yeah. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're going to build our podcast off of Fiverr. I think that's kind of a challenge. I mean, for minimum wage entertainment, I mean.
Minimum wage entertainment, I love it.
I
love it. I mean. Oh, I love it. Like you have no concept. No, that's just fantastic. Come on.
Yeah, so I got invited to go see the Canelo fight. But I also had a crawfish bowl earlier that day. And the Terramana that we had,
the tequila, tequila. Yeah.
So Steve Moore brought over the Reposado version of that. Of course, shots get passed around. It's 5:30. I'm drunk, and I didn't make it to the Canelo fight, but I did hit up our resident expert. Our fightologist.
Are we talking about Omar?
Yeah. So he's the one that invited me over to watch the fight.
Well, I'm not sure I'd have paid money for that fight. My boy, my lead at my store, Rob, and I, he's like, who you got? I'm like, dude, there's no way I'm betting against Canelo. I'm sorry. There's just no way.
No, I mean, that was. I'm kind of with you. I really don't care who he's fighting. I'm going to kind of naturally side with Canelo for the most part. Saunders was going to be a good fight.
It should have been a good fight. I mean, all I know is that didn't his corner throw the towel in?
Broke his face.
Oh, shit.
So he had a broken, I think it's his orbital bone, fractured orbital bone.
Fuck.
So, yeah, no, they threw in the towel.
That's just what I read. They were
mouthing at each other at the post-fight conference. So Canelo and Saunders were still kind of, yeah.
Well,
so, but that's kind of the deal with boxing. They're
fighters. I think
that's kind of what killed boxing for a long time, though, is like, oh, hey, what does it take to get these two big names in the ring? And then you get them in the ring, and then you got to have a second match, a third match, a fourth match, a fifth match, until the fucking boxing community is just like, I'm tired of looking at these two motherfuckers. Can we pick somebody else? I mean, that's kind of been the MO for a very long time, and you know, it's because it generates money and people want to keep watching these same two people fight. I don't know why. But so Saunders ended up with a broken face. Canelo won. I want to say it was in the seventh or eighth round. But still, I mean, so it wasn't. This wasn't.
Is that
first
considered a TKO then? I think.
Yeah, it's a TKO.
Probably.
It's a TKO.
Yeah.
That's medical stoppage. You win by TKO, but that's not your one of those things where your corner throws in a towel and it's a forfeiture or I quit or whatever the case may be.
Right. Yeah, I was interested in the fight, but I mean I'm not. I mean, come on, what are we talking about?
I'm not paying for it.
I'm not paying money for that. Come on,
although. I will say this. I would probably be more interested in that fight card to see how it was put together versus these rap concerts with a few boxing matches.
Yeah.
And
use quotation, air quotations, where it used boxing matches.
Yeah. It's.
I'm not buying any of that bullshit.
Did you see what, I think we already kind of talked about it, but did you see where Dana White, where they were talking to him after?
I'm sure he's calling complete bullshit on all of
it. No, it was the last UFC fight. That one card that it was all championships.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The fucking great goddamn card.
Beautiful card.
Fantastic card.
Dana, good job on that, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. That was one of the best cards I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
What was better was coming over here to your house, rewatching it, and getting to fast forward all through the bullshit.
Yeah, that's true.
We watched an entire card in like 30 minutes. That was fantastic.
It was about an hour, but yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic.
But yeah, I mean, so. You're welcome to do that anytime I get the UFC fights, which I get most of them. But it was funny because there was the post-fight conference that they had with Dana. And Dana, so Oh, what's the heavyweight champ? Uzma? No, starts with a C. Commentates with Joe Rogan.
Oh, Cormier. Daniel Cormier.
So Daniel Cormier sees freaking Jake Paul or whatever. One of the
Paul fucks.
Yeah, and he's like, dude, I'll slap the shit out of you.
Yeah, and he would too, by the way.
He would slap that dude into another fucking
shit out of him.
Millennium. He slapped that dude so hard he'd wake up 3 weeks later wondering if he was still alive.
He wouldn't know if he was Jake or Logan.
Yeah. There would be massive problems. I'm sorry. Because he's not, one, going to throw a fight for you, and he's not going to lay down for you.
Yeah, no. He's not going to pull a Ben Askren, bro.
Yeah, you want to go get in a ring with
DC.
First off,
one of the baddest motherfuckers on the planet.
First off, you're going to have to eat a lot.
Yes.
A lot just to get into that weight class. And then once you get into the weight class, you're going to think you're tall and you got something for him. Hey, go ask any of those big, tall, lanky motherfuckers he's got in a ring with. When he hits you.
Yeah, it's gone, bro.
It hurts. Those little 5-ounce gloves don't bring a whole lot of protection.
Right.
When you're standing there with a punctured lung. Because Jake, neither one of the Pauls got enough meat on their bones to be able to handle a freaking full bore hit from one of those guys. Man, you're just not going to be able to take that.
Nope.
I mean, if you could get in the ring, first off, he's never going to do it. I don't think so anyway.
Who? DC?
No, well, DC won't do it.
He won't get out of here.
DC's not even going to entertain that idea.
Hell no, that'd be a joke.
It's the same thing Dana said. He goes, hey, they found a niche in boxing that people are paying money to see it. He goes, that's not what I do.
Yeah.
I put together fight cards like y'all just watched, and I'm like, yeah.
That's a true statement.
And nobody's worried about what the fuck you're trying to do in your fake-ass boxing.
The Mayweather-Paul deal.
Mayweather will fucking... Mayweather could kill that dude if he really wanted to.
It's going to be the same thing as the damn Mayweather-McGregor fight, where he just leads him on, makes a show out of it, and then he ends it when he fucking wants to end it.
I'm going
to
carry you 8 rounds.
Yep. Then we'll end it.
You're going to lose. It's not even...
Because, by the way, I've probably put $1 million on myself, and I'll decide when that ends.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
He's like, but even in the Conor-McGregor fight, it's not like he ended it. He didn't knock anybody out. I don't think he's going to knock out Jake Paul. He's just going to beat you by points.
Dude, he's my size.
Oh, yeah.
He's my size.
Yeah. And instead of a...
Maybe 20 pounds heavier.
And instead of...
Not even 20 pounds, dude. There's no way he's over 160.
I think he fights at like 160.
I think he walks around at like 150, 155. I thought... Because he's always in shape.
At 160. Yeah, he's always in fight shape.
He's always... Dude, that dude...
He trains.
Bro... He I don't care what you think training. About Floyd Mayweather Jr. Money May is that dude. He's
a
fucking professional, dude.
Yeah, he stays in fighting class, fighting standards. And honestly, you know what? If that was something that I was going to do in my life, I would have to do it every day. You'd have to.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't see how you would.
For me, I can't be that guy that's like, I'm going to go walk around at 190 pounds and then I'm going to try and cut weight down to 170 and get in this fight.
That's ridiculous.
Like, I can't do that. Like, I would have whatever weight I need to be at in order to fight that fight. That's the weight that I'm going to be at. So Corey just kissed my dog's tail.
I just got smacked upside the head.
So that was entertaining.
Pop.
See, that and for shit like that, that's what we need to get the GoPro set up.
Oh, for sure. That would be fantastic.
We do.
God, I know nothing about that shit.
I don't either.
We should have been...
Maybe
God bless his soul. We should have been all over Day-Day on that.
Maybe there's a fiver for that.
There's got to be. There's got to be.
Honestly, I mean, it can't be that hard.
I was just going to say, if we can figure out to this point... Oh, my God. What else can we figure out?
Hey, you know what? I got to figure out the most complicated thing on the fucking planet come, you know, till end of August.
Ooh, what's that?
Yes, you do.
Got to raise a child. How do you keep that fucker alive?
You think that's on Fiverr?
I'm sure there's some advice on Fiverr. Definitely on TikTok.
Feed the child.
Get off of
TikTok.
Well,
that's Amber's job. That's Amber's job.
That's legitimately what her role is.
Yeah, you're the mom. You're the mom. She's going to try the breastfeeding. We'll see how it goes.
Probably talk to Sarah about that.
I mean, you know, we have friends that, you know, babies didn't take to it, so they get bottle fed, and then we have friends that had babies, and that's just what they did. And if, like, so one of my friends, her first baby, she was still working, so she wasn't a stay-at-home mom. So she had to go to work, right? So the baby was half breastfed, half bottle fed. And, you know, kind of really didn't take to the breastfeeding because the bottle was there when she wasn't. Right. So it was kind of one of those weird things.
You're still pumping, though, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a thing?
Still, it's still breast milk.
Right. You're still pumping. That's what's important is it's still breast milk. Because I don't think that they've created an equivalent. They've come close with the crappy stuff you buy at the store, but that is still not equivalent to breast milk.
I mean, I think in my personal views as far as that stuff goes, even if Amber doesn't like it or if the baby doesn't like it, I would still like her to pump because I'd prefer breast milk over formula.
Oh, absolutely.
And those things.
That's the formula is the word I was calling it.
Formula is still has its conveniences, right? Like, you're on the road, or if Amber decides she wants to go have a girl's weekend and drink.
So Sarah did a fun thing where I think even after they were done breastfeeding, where she kept pumping, and then there's like a local, there's some type of group where you can share breast milk to other babies that.
And see, I'd have issues with that too.
Where moms
I don't know
can't.
What mom's been doing.
Where moms, certain moms can't produce, or
no,
or it's something weird.
There's moms that.
Sarah was
breast
big
augmentations.
Into that. Yeah. Oh,
necessarily breastfeed.
Yeah.
Now they don't think it's that big of a deal, but back when they first came out, that was kind of a thing. But then like you said, I mean, even if the woman's body just doesn't produce milk, it would be nice to be able to get it from somewhere.
Right.
Me personally, I'm skeptic of people.
Oh yeah.
People,
you don't know what they've done.
Exactly. Some people are like, "Oh, everybody's inherently good." And I'm like, "Eh, everybody's inherently like in the middle of the road assholes."
Yeah.
You might have went and done like a whole bunch of shrooms and dropped some acid, maybe you went and pumped that, didn't want to give it to
be
your kid.
Be really good breast milk. I'd try it.
Hey, I would be on board for you to try it. Not my baby though.
I'd try it, but
you can be raised on formula. I was. Apparently,
I don't know what I don't know if I was on formula or not.
I don't know. I've never
even asked.
I've no interest in knowing.
My mother told me. She's like, "Yeah, they tried to make that happen, and it wasn't happening."
Really?
So you were a formula kid. I was like,
I've never. It's never come up. I've never thought to ask. I'm not sure I want to know.
I mean, I could ask my dad,
but I don't know what my blood type is.
I could ask my dad, but
how do you not know what your blood type is?
Yes.
I've been told like 20 times and I just forget and I have no idea what it is.
Certain things are inherent to military.
Okay. I was just going to say, this is not possible.
Certain things are inherent to military. There's certain things that are very inherent to military. Like you go ask any military member
what your blood type is
and they know it.
What's your blood type?
What's your blood type? They know it.
They
know
it instantly.
I just don't know my blood type. And some of that also boils
That's borderline dangerous.
I would probably know it if I could donate blood, but I can't.
Why not?
How do
I
you
don't
know?
I weigh enough.
Oh.
You have to weigh X amount to donate blood.
Have to have a conversation with your parents because that's something important that we need to know.
Oh,
at least
mom,
I need to know.
Mom knows, and
I'm
she's
tubby.
Told me.
I'm a fat ass, so I can always donate.
What are you? Are you O positive?
O positive.
Yeah. I'm A positive, so...
I'm O positive.
My mom's told me. I just
my
don't
dad's
remember.
Got a weird one.
O negative?
No, he's got
B negative.
He's like it's like B negative. Like back in the day, my friend, his group of friends would have to hold him down and carry him to a place so that he could donate blood because people were looking for this type of specific blood.
So,
I think it might be B negative.
O negative is the universal donor.
Universal donor, but I think my dad's got something that you can. It's rare to find, which is weird because I've got A positive. That was the weird part.
So the O negative is a universal donor. O positive, I think, is a universal receiver. I could be wrong on
no,
that.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
But
well, this is the Minimum Wage Podcast, so who the fuck knows? Go Google that shit yourself, goddammit.
There might be a nurse listening. I have quite a few friends that are nurses, and they're probably listening to this and going, no,
you
dickhead.
Dumbasses. You got it backwards. Jesus.
You don't know shit from Shinola. Why are you even talking
about
it? I'm
not a
that?
Doctor, for fuck's sake. Christ almighty.
Why don't I go get cholesterol checked and all that bullshit if they'll test my blood type?
Oh, speaking of cholesterol stuff, my fucking sister-in-law just had a heart attack.
Oh, Jesus.
What? Really?
She's okay. She's okay. Like, they think that, you know, get her a stent and she's right as rain.
Both my parents just had that done.
But I'm still sitting here going, 39, 40?
Oh, my God.
Well, my dad's 78, my mom's 80, and they just both had stints.
Yeah, 79 and 80, that makes sense. Right. 39 to 41, probably shouldn't be getting stints.
Well, how old is her? How old is she?
That's what I'm saying.
39.
She's like 39, 40.
Oh, fuck.
She's only like a year or two younger than me.
Well, that's a problem.
And I was like, Jesus, had a fucking heart attack already? I mean, I party hard. I ain't going that hard.
I think that comes down to genetics at some point.
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm wondering if cancer actually comes down to genetics.
At some point, to a degree, I think so.
Because, I mean, if I really think about it and I go back, like, my paternal grandmother had lung cancer. My mom died from lung cancer. My dad's had throat cancer twice.
Jesus.
And he didn't smoke or anything. He ended up with fucking throat cancer, and then it relapsed on him and came back again. And I'm like, he never smoked, dipped, chewed. He never used tobacco products.
My mom's sisters, she had twin sisters. They both died of cancer. I don't know which forms, but that's the only cancer in our family.
I'm doomed on my mom's side. Bad things on that side.
Yeah, but that was late. Your mom was way late on that.
Oh, no. Her father, her mother, there were issues there. It's my dad's side that, my grandfather lived to a ripe old age of 94.
Oh, yeah, your grandpa.
And my grandmother, the only problem she had there was heart issues, which some of that could have been old age and overweight.
Well, yeah.
I just want to last long enough until they can start popping and swapping.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's kind of where it's going to end up at some point in time. They're just going to start popping and swapping parts.
Oh yeah, it's right around the corner. It's got to be right around the corner.
What was that? What was that movie? Repo Man? Was that Repo Man?
Ooh.
That was like, was way into the future, like cyberpunk future.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Good God!
And they would replace your body parts and with things that would function. And if you couldn't make your payment, he would come cut that thing out.
They're already doing that to a degree. I think that's already happening.
Yeah.
And I would bet in the next 10 years, it's guaranteed that's.
Well, no,
happen.
I mean they can. Pop
I think
and
they
swap.
Can. They can already
most organs as long as your blood. Types
think,
are the same. And
man,
you
I think if you've got
marriage.
Enough money, you can already decide your child's eye color, height, hair color. I think all that's available right now, as long as you've got the money for it.
I don't think it's legal in the States. I want to say I read an article where a guy in China was doing that. He was already experimenting.
He already did that.
Experimenting
really
with genome therapy.
Yep.
But
CRISPR has come a long way.
That was another movie what was that movie? That was an Ethan Hawke movie.
What?
Where they were doing the genetic things with babies. Because, like, the one guy had, instead of 10 fingers, he had 12. And he was, like, this phenomenal piano player.
Oh, of course.
And then, but Ethan Hawke was naturally born, which he was, like, one of the last ones that was naturally born, and his brother was genetically modified and done all this. But he was a detective or something in the movie.
What's scary is all that shit comes true.
And they would swim out, and his brother was like, how the fuck could you always outperform me? He's like, I'd never saved anything for the swim back. I just kind of figured, you know, like, world will figure it out. You know, and that's a true statement too, though. Like, your body is capable of more things than you ever think that you could put yourself through. And that's coming through the few fucking things that, you know, I've done in my life. Because I can tell you this right now. When I joined fucking Marine Corps, I ain't never ran 3 miles in my life. I hated when I was in junior high and high school and freaking elementary school, and they make you run that mile that once a year. Fucking hated that.
I was the
like,
fastest one of the group, baby. I ran like the wind.
I was the last one coming in.
Oh, I was always like first or second, but still, I hated running the mile.
Dude, I turned. I'm like, why do I have to run a whole mile? Couldn't breathe.
I'm like, what the fuck is a mile away from me at any given time that I have to run to it?
Yeah.
Dude, I smoked my entire boot camp and then got my ass chewed for leaving my teammates behind. I'm like, fuck off. What do you want from me, bro? I mean, come
on. We had this one kid, like this motherfucker, he was running 16-minute 3 miles.
I was like, easily do that. Back then?
Nah.
Oh, 15 and a half.
Nope.
15 and a half, 3 miles. Easy.
The best I ever did was 17:20. 17 minutes and 20 seconds, 3 miles.
15 and change.
I've run 3 miles ever.
15 and change. That's me.
Honestly, I want
to
say.
That 15-minute mark is hard to break, by the way.
Well, yeah.
It's really hard to break.
Knees are all fucked up.
That's why I'm bitching right now every time I come fucking home. I'm like, God damn, I never should have done that.
5 minute miles back to back consecutively.
Yeah. Oh,
that's running a 5 minute mile.
Yeah.
And being able to sustain that pace for 3 miles. That's
really hard to do.
That's not easy now. I was like, yeah, I mean, for me, where they're like, hey, you know, maintain a 6 minute mile.
That's easy. Dude, I could, back then, we're talking 1990,
yeah.
I could jog a 6 minute mile.
I could do 1 mile in 5 minutes. No problem. 3 miles, not happening.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
I could do 1 mile. I could pretty much full out run a full mile.
Do you remember when we went to New Orleans and walked around for...
You remember how much pain we were in the next day?
Yeah. And that was not only from the pain.
Jesus, we were in so... I woke up, I was like, what in the fuck did we just do? All we did was tour New Orleans. We walked the entire city of New Orleans. Woke up that next day, I'm like, we're never doing that again. That was stupid.
No, it was entertaining.
Good times.
Oh, it was before Uber.
Yeah.
That's why you were walking everywhere.
I mean, this was what? Probably 15, 20 years ago?
Oh, Jesus. No, I was like, yeah, 18? 15, 18 years ago?
Yeah.
So y'all would have been 20s.
Yeah, oh, yeah, early, we were definitely still 20s. In 20s. We were still in our 20s.
I'm 4 years older than you, so maybe.
Might have been 30.
Ish. I will tell you this. It was 1990.
I was 10.
In 1990, I was a freshman at the University of Illinois, and I watched a debate, using air quotes, debate. It was G. Gordon Liddy debating Timothy Leary. So I'm not going to go back and describe to all y'all what all that was, but just Google G. Gordon Liddy, who I think just recently died, and Timothy Leary, who's been dead. But at the end of the debate, Timothy Leary, who was a big acid guy, he was a big hippie, acid dude, went on this rant about, in the future, you're going to have a device in your hand that you can look at, and you're going to see the person that you're talking to half across the world. And we all walked out of that debate saying, that dude is a whack job. And here we are today.
Nope.
Where I'll be damned, that's exactly where we're at.
That guy was 100% on point.
That was in 19. There was no. Internet had just started. There was email, but you had to be on a college campus.
You mean Al Gore finally put it out?
Yes. He finally did it. Finally did it.
Why was he holding that shit up for so long?
All I'm saying is all that shit comes true.
And nowadays, kids don't know what a rotary phone is, much less dial up internet.
Oh.
Lucky bastards.
You have no idea how horrible it was to be downloading something and somebody call.
Oh, yeah.
Call wedding goes off. Like, Mother!
You are fucking me up!
Try playing Stop on the that. Internets in Virginia and you get the break in the thing. Because it's the police calling asking if you've heard gunshots from your downstairs neighbor. Wait, what?
I've been waiting 20 minutes for this one titty to download and you done fucked it up.
Why, you assholes.
Yeah, Pornhub would not have worked back then.
Yeah, no. There was no Pornhub back then.
No YouTube either. I mean,
no.
There was Facebook. No Google.
Facebook would load.
It was Netspace or Netscape.
Netscape.
Yeah, it was Netscape.
But, I mean, honestly, Facebook would still work back then. All the pictures would take a minute to load, but
Before there was Facebook, it was MySpace.
Facebook itself doesn't it. It's garbage.
Yeah.
But
I refuse. I've never done Facebook. I never will.
MySpace turned everybody into fucking coders. Like, you learned how to fucking build a website with HTML.
Congratulations.
MySpace. Like, that shit actually brought some type of use to everybody. Like, well,
maybe,
you know,
that's
not
why
so
I
much
didn't
anymore.
Really get on there much. I was like,
oh, dude.
You were on that for a bit.
Oh, I had an account. I just didn't do shit with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss our friend Tom. I miss Tom. Tom was never the dickhead that's running Facebook. And if you really do look at how Facebook was born,
it's
because
nothing
you're
about
a fugly motherfucker on a college campus.
Is this Zuckerberg?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So Zuckerberg basically...
Didn't he steal this shit?
No, you stole it from MySpace, but...
I was just going to say, I thought that was a whole thing.
But Facebook, he put that together so he could try and wrangle up as many females that he could find on the college campus. It was meant for college campuses.
That's what email was.
Have you seen Zuckerberg? That dude couldn't get laid at a freaking prostitute convention with $1,000
in his
pocket.
He was trying to make his own dating website.
Yeah. That's what he was trying to do.
Really?
Yeah.
The fuck? I'm oblivious to all
He's
that.
He's a
bullshit.
Fucking stalking piece of shit.
Oblivious to all that. Speaking of which, did you see the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce?
Yeah, they're getting divorced. I saw that. I wonder if she got tired of his trips to Epstein Island. Or maybe she has to fulfill the Epstein Island request now that Epstein Island doesn't exist.
No, it had more to do, I think, with the one weekend a year he got to go on a beach vacation with his ex-girlfriend.
I mean, what kind of shit is that?
I don't know. She got paid heavily.
Well, I mean, she's never probably had to work a day in her life.
She worked at Microsoft for a while. Yeah.
Is that how they met?
I'm not sure on that one, but she was working at Microsoft, and then once they had kids, that's when she pulled out of Microsoft and was just mom.
Nice. I mean, he's got the funds to do so.
Oh, yeah. What's he, the third? Third richest?
I don't know who he's behind anymore.
Oh, Bezos is one, Elon's two, Gates is three. At least in this country.
Yeah, well, Jeff Bezos is number one by a very, very large margin.
I saw the craziest number. If Amazon were to keep the rate of return that they're doing now, in 2026, he'd be like the first trillionaire on the planet.
And I don't see why they would slow down.
No, but things have changed. I think he's stepped down. He's still part of the board at Amazon, but I don't think he's running the day-to-day type shit that he was.
I wouldn't run the day-to-day either. Motherfucker, I'm going fishing.
No shit.
If the shit hits the goddamn fan, there's a fucking phone. You can call me. It's a satellite phone. It works anywhere on the planet, and I don't really care. I'm going fishing. Matter of fact, he's single, too.
No, that's the reason they got the divorce. He was hooking up with that reporter.
Oh, well, I mean, he's not married to her.
No.
He's just hooking up with her. That's what I'm
saying.
No,
but his ex-wife is like, she's a badass, by the way, because she became philanthropical like a motherfucker, especially during the pandemic. His ex-wife was giving people all kinds of shit. She's awesome, dude.
Well, she became instantly the richest female in the United
States. Yes, I think she's already married. In fact, I think it's a science teacher out of Washington.
Oh, well, they'll be broke in a year.
I doubt it. She got a lot of money. Yeah, she was the richest female in...
Yeah, I get that. I can guarantee you this. If it wasn't stock options and it was a finite amount of money, which it's not, it is a very infinite amount of money, but if she had a finite amount of money, she'd probably be broke in 2 years at the rate that she gives shit away. You can't just give shit away. And just,
I think that's all off interest of shit. I think she's doing is jumping interest.
She's getting, she has interest, but she also has stock options. I'm saying she doesn't have a finite amount of money. She has money still coming in.
Right.
If she had a finite amount.
Right. From especially divorce, at the rate that she was. Yeah. For sure.
From that divorce, if Jeff Bezos is like, here's how much you get, go away. Broke in 2 years.
Not if you were smart about it, but then you wouldn't be giving that much shit away.
That's, again, it's kind of like winning the lottery, and that's what I
yeah.
kind of relate that to. It's like, he was making money on top of money on top of money, and you couldn't spend it faster than what it was coming in. So you could get away with giving away a whole lot of shit, and you won the lottery with that. And then when you got divorced, that infinite stream now no longer exists. Here's how much money you have.
And that's when you got to be smart about it. And
yeah,
okay, here's what I get from my investments. That I can use to pay the day-to-days.
Man, I don't think they're using GoPros on most of these things.
Oh, probably not.
Probably not.
Could be, though. No, well,
do you have a GoPro?
Yeah, I got two of them.
Have you ever watched, have you ever recorded stuff off of them and looked?
4K.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that kind of quality. Okay, I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Okay.
Both of mine are 4K.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then people would be able to see Nick's going back and forth, playing with the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Turtle.
Then I might have to shoot a crazy person, but you know, that shit happens.
It happens.
But no, yeah. So we had the Canelo fight. So, oh, did you hear about Aaron Rodgers? The whole
just that he wants out, for sure.
So Adam Schefter, who broke that story
right before the draft, he did that on purpose, right?
And recently admitted to the fact that he had no talks with Aaron or the Packers or anybody.
He stirred the fucking shit up.
He just stirred some shit up right before the draft. And now it does actually look like he stirred the pot. And it looks like there's a good possibility Aaron Rodgers may end up in Denver.
Really?
Yeah. Denver's got 3 first-round draft picks in the next 3 years. We got $24 million in cap space. So there's nothing that's really inhibiting.
Who'd you take? Did you take Surtain?
We took Surtain. Patrick Surtain.
Probably going to have to be Surtain in that, too.
No.
I bet money.
Nope.
You think they're going to pull that shit off?
It sounds like there's a good possibility.
With that defense?
Aaron Rodgers is pissed off at the fucking Packers, apparently.
Who the fuck? You know what comes out of Green Bay? Shame and pregnancy test. No one wants to fucking live in Green Bay, for fuck's sake.
The shame and pregnancy test comes out of a lot of fucking cities. Chicago, Green
Get
Bay.
Get out of here. Have you been to Green Bay?
West Texas.
It's disgusting.
Tempe, Arizona.
It's grotesque. Serial killers come out of Green Bay. I mean, it's a small town.
Actually,
how the fuck has an NFL team is beyond me.
Serial killers come out of San Francisco and New York.
Washington.
Washington's got a few. Arkansas's got a couple. I didn't even know Arkansas.
Wisconsin's got the big ones, baby.
I didn't even know Arkansas had the population to support that many serial killers. But apparently,
Wisconsin's got the fucking. Who's the guy that ate Jeffrey Dahmer? That was Milwaukee. The basis for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre was Ed Gein, and he's from Wisconsin.
He
was the first
here?
One started skinning people.
Did he move down here? Is that why it was like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, it was the Texas Chainsaw was based it. Was yeah, it was based on that. Same with Buffalo Bill and Silence of the Lambs. That was based on three separate serial killers.
Oh wow!
And one of them was Ed Gein. I can't remember the other two.
Ed, you nasty motherfucker.
One of those serial killers actually had a well.
That was the Silence of the Lamb guy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the Silence of the Lamb guy was based off 3 different serial killers.
No. Buffalo Bill was based off 3 different serial killers.
Yes.
The guy from Silence of the Lambs was based off of one guy. And I can't remember that guy, but he did have a well, if I remember correctly. But I may not.
Yeah, you're wrong, but whatever.
That happens.
I know a lot about that. I don't know why. I'm obsessed with serial killers.
You know, whenever...
Have you seen Mindhunter on Netflix? It's fantastic.
It's
fantastic.
When I was in the Marine Corps, that was when SOCOM Navy SEALs, the original PlayStation game came out where you could... That was the first time that you could talk to people.
I've never even heard of that shit.
Oh, yeah. SOCOM. Like, you had a headset that came with the game that you could actually plug it up and into your controller, and you could actually talk to people. It was the very first game.
Oh, where you could talk to other users.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the very first game. I remember that. Oh, yeah. I remember there was a... Because that made headlines. Like, everybody was talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, me and fucking five other fucking Marines in the barracks, we got it. And we named all of ourselves after serial killers.
What was yours?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Come on!
I looked the shit up. So it was a kid that was his mom beat him and would leave him in the freaking in the basement all the time. And then when she got a boyfriend, her boyfriend would take her son out and go hunting and do things like that. And one of the stories was a calf got its head stuck in the fence. And the dude walked over and slit the calf's throat and made the kid have intercourse with the throat of the dying calf. That was my serial killer's name.
That's not a serial killer. That's just a fucked up
kid.
No,
that was a really fucked up kid. But, you know, he did become a serial killer, and I don't remember what his name was. I don't really keep up with serial killers, though. It's like, eh, they're all kind of meh. I don't. Serial killers and
it's interesting because there's
assassins,
a new
I really don't even give a shit about it.
There's
anymore.
A new documentary on Netflix called The Sons of Sam where maybe Berkowitz wasn't alone. I haven't seen
it
yet, so
I
don't know.
I mean,
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
I mean, Berkowitz, here's my thing. Looking at most of. Almost everything that's gone down in history, if you really research it, there's a reason why everybody has a conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
Or
oh,
there's
yeah.
conspiracy theories.
There's an entire podcast based on that. There's an entire podcast genre based on that.
Yeah, but there's a reason for it, and the reason for all of that is because you caught somebody, and you really want the public to believe that this is the guy.
Yeah,
and
they want the public to feel safe.
And now
that.
You're safe, right? So we found Berkowitz. He was talking to his dog and blah, blah, blah. And everybody else goes, you know what? I've been murky bitches for the last 3 weeks without no problems. And you
that's your guy.
Yep. You go on ahead.
I'm out.
I'm going to rest. I'm gonna put this shit away for a few months. And then
that's
I'll
what
come
BTK
back
was,
and,
right?
And you come
so
back and
BTK
you
was that, right? So BTK, he went on a hiatus for like 10 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then couldn't keep it down anymore and then went back to his ways.
Yeah. And I really think that, you know, if you start talking about JFK and all that shit, I hate to break it to you. I don't think that the dude that you think did it. Because that dude was...
Yeah.
I can't think of the guy's name. But
Oswald.
We all know I'm horrible about names, but I don't think Oswald did it.
Because I don't either.
If Oswald would have done it, he'd have made it to trial.
Oh, I think that he definitely was at the book depository and was shooting for sure. But I don't think he was alone. I think somebody else was involved.
Marines they're not that dumb. Especially combat Marines during the Vietnam era, not that dumb. Not even a little bit. Coming out of Vietnam and Korea.
He understands
what snipers are. He
have you been to Daily Plaza? It's shocking how small it is.
Oh, yeah, that's not big.
It's so small.
Really small.
It's really small. Yeah. It's the same way as like the Alamo. When you go down to San Antonio and go to the Alamo, yeah. you think it's this giant
no,
thing?
No, it's a city block.
It's like a tiny little chapel. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought it was supposed to be this giant thing.
Yeah.
I was joking with a friend of mine the other day because we were talking about freaking Ozzy. And he got banned from Texas because he pissed on the Alamo. I was like,
who?
Ozzy Osbourne.
I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, yeah, he pissed on the Alamo. He couldn't come back to Texas for like 20 years or some shit.
Well, that's just bad karma.
I'm laughing because I was like, you think all those motherfuckers that were in there with fucking cannon fire and shit weren't just pissing on that wall? I would have been pissing in whatever fucking corner I could find and start lobbing some shit back over the wall. Now you're all butthurt because Ozzy Osbourne had to fuck take a leak. Come on, bro. It's stone and mortar. Just take a piss, man. Take a piss. I understand, you know, in the United States, people get a little bit more sensitive about it because we don't have the history that you have if you go overseas. If you just leave your fucking poor podunk ass fucking town and you go to another fucking country and expand your fucking mind just a little bit, you'll realize that the people in the United States are fucking dumbasses. You're all fucking idiots. You're all stupid as shit. And you all get butthurt about too much shit way too often. You go to fucking Australia, maybe not necessarily the same, but if you go to freaking like Auschwitz.
I'll tell you this. I've been all over. I've not been to the West Coast. I was on the East Coast, so I've been all through Europe.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this. I'm very impressed with how clean this country is. You go to Turkey? Oh, dude. It's a third fucking... It's not a third world country, which is really weird. But it's disgusting. It's so gross.
Oh, yeah.
So gross.
India's another one.
I mean, I've not been, so I don't know. I don't know. But I'll guarantee
There's parts of India that are very beautiful, very clean, nice.
I'm sure.
There's other parts where you go in and you're like, what the
fuck? They've got some of the worst slums for sure, kind of like Brazil. I mean, dude, you leave this country, you finally appreciate how clean, and I mean just going down up and down streets.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's not garbage all up and down the streets.
Yeah. Our rivers are clean.
Dude, go to Turkey and figure it out. Go to Egypt and figure it out. Because Jesus Christ,
go to the Tigris.
Shit's disgusting.
Go get your ass on the Tigris River and see what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Go ahead and drink that water. Good luck.
You ain't drinking that.
Good luck.
That shit even fucking comes within a fucking cubic meter of your face.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Oh,
it's
horrible.
So gross. I actually got, just from that trip, I got the sense of, oh my God, we are the best country in the world.
Well, we're on the cleanest side of the planet.
It's so shocking.
Because even if you go to South America, it's still relatively clean. As far as...
I've not been. I'd love to go, but I'm too white for that
move. In comparison to going to some place... over yonder.
Philippines, Vietnam.
Well, Philippines is not bad. I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad. Vietnam's not horrible.
I've never had the urge to go east like that.
Well,
I always wanted to be on the East Coast so I could go to Europe.
Yeah,
I never wanted
West Coast.
I never wanted to go West Coast, ever.
I was West Coast, went on West Packs, went on two of them. You know, like, Singapore, like, everybody's like, oh, it's so clean, like, they'll fucking, calm down. It's about as clean as a park in L.A. It's ish. It's clean-ish.
But that's still a lot better than places where...
Well, it's still better than fucking Turkey.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Or, you know, some places in
they
India
had
they
a
dump
Mac-
all their trash in
they
the
had a
river.
McDonald's in Turkey. That I promise you, that wasn't beef that you were eating.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
That's camel hunt.
It was so disgusting.
Kind of like the fried chicken in,
Puerto Rico.
Australia, though. Australia,
Puerto Rico is just disgusting.
Australia is a lot like the United States. It's just as clean. It has.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Except they have everything deadly that can kill you.
Oh yeah, but you can bring your ass on out into the wilderness with me. I'll show you a whole bunch of shit in the United States that'll fucking kill you real quick too.
I could be wrong.
The difference is their shit still lives in the city.
I could be wrong, but isn't it like 3-1 women to men?
No, well, it was.
I think it's pretty close.
No, it was at one point in time.
Because in the Navy, it's kind of a famous thing where you go on these West Packs and you hit Australia, and you
don't
come back.
I don't want to find a huntsman spider ever. I've seen pictures of those fucking things, and that's a hell of no.
A huntsman's one thing, you know. A freaking tarantula's another. Banana spider's even worse.
It's the snakes over there, dude.
They do have a lot of very deadly snakes.
Yeah, you don't like snakes.
The problem that you really run across is the fact that if you're in the outback and you get bit by anything, you're not going to make it to a hospital.
Yeah, you're hours away. Hours away.
Like, literally that entire freaking continent, which is an island, but that entire fucking continent.
Of criminals.
You can only inhabit the coastal ring on the north and east side of it. The whole bottom and west side of that is nothing but desert. It's a desolate, nasty motherfucker, dude.
One of the funniest things I heard well, heard. I was playing on one of my stupid games. Mm-hmm. And we happen to have somebody from Australia on this. And the chick pipes up and is like, my neighbor's screaming bloody hell. I need to go see what the hell's going on. Even the cops showed up. Yeah, that would have been one of those big-ass spiders that he was trying to kill. Like,
oh, okay. Fuck that.
No.
But fuck see, that.
They, no. Don't, they don't have guns in Australia. Well, they do. They can have permitted hunting guns. So they fall under the same rules. UK, they're under the Queen's rule.
Right. Yep.
See, you wouldn't have that problem in fucking Texas because I'm like, yeah, fuck that. Grab the shotgun. We'll take care of that real quick.
Might need to replace half my wall, but
yeah, spider's dead.
Are they changing the laws here in Texas now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, baby.
What changed?
You don't have to have a permit.
No.
To carry.
You can conceal carry if you want to on your persons. Unless otherwise,
no.
Unless otherwise prevented by federal or state law, which means you're a convicted felon with,
right. Yeah. You can. You used to have a CHL.
Nope, not no more.
No,
not no more.
Really?
Oh, did I tell you about Arkansas?
I don't. I'm politically an idiot. I have no clue.
Arkansas took that shit to a whole new level. Arkansas. Not only said, can you carry, but state authorities are not allowed to assist any federal authorities in investigations of any violations of the Second Amendment. They basically said, you can have anything you want, fully automatic. They nullified the Brady Bill. They're nullifying
fuck
all that
off.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
And if any state, local law enforcement assists a federal law enforcement officer in tracking you down for exercising your Second Amendment, that officer gets fined $500. Like,
what kind of backwoods shit are we talking
about? Oh, that's
about?
Some re- that's here's
that
the
is
deal.
Some backwoods fucking bullshit.
You can tell you can call it backwoods, you can call it whatever you want to. Here's the thing. If you keep pushing your extremist ideas, the extremists on the other end are going to come out.
That is so retarded.
You keep going, hey, it's a common sense gun law. Hey, we're not saying that you can't own a gun. You just can't own these guns. And you keep pushing. And finally, enough people are going to be in enough of a place that oppose you. And they're going to go, you know what? Fuck off.
That, yes,
I,
we can.
I am never living in whatever back ass we're
that's Arkansas. And I'm moving there
is.
Next week.
That's retarded.
Bullshit.
Moving back home next week. No, it's what they did. It's how it worked out. And here's the thing. The governor vetoed it.
Oh, that,
it went
it's not going
to
stand up anyway because no,
it went
it's
back
federally.
Through. It went back through. You got overruled, Mr. Governor. Well, actually, Miss Governor. She got overruled. So it is now Arkansas state law. There is the arguments of what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's still a federal mandate.
Whether or not it holds
mandate.
Up in a federal mandate or whatever.
That's not going to hold up
but
the Supreme Court.
But here's the thing. The Constitution of the United States of America does not violate states' rights. The whole purpose is states' rights. States' rights outweigh the federal government. And
we'll
if
see
the
how
state,
that holds up.
And if the state says fuck off, technically, because federal government is only instated to be able to handle things that are happening interstate. So if you're trafficking shit across state lines, that's when the federal government comes into play. Anything you do within the state, the federal government has no fucking jurisdiction whatsoever. That's all states' business. So as long as I'm in the state, I'm not leaving the state, and I didn't do anything outside my state in another state.
And if you think that if you're going to get
jurisdiction doesn't happen.
Federal funding for any of your schools or Medicaid or any, all I'm saying is that there's ways that the U.S. government's going to be like, oh, really?
Well, there's
well, here you go.
There's
fucking
also,
you.
There's also ways that states can go, where'd you get that funding? Fucking you. My state doesn't have to pay anything to you motherfuckers.
I'm just, I don't
I
see
mean,
any good coming out of this.
Nobody wants to get into this pissing contest,
yeah,
but I'm
no
just
good's
saying,
coming out of this at all.
It's a pissing contest.
No yeah, good's coming out of this.
That's what all of politics is a pissing contest.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But that's all I'm saying is if you go to the extreme fucking one direction, do not get surprised when the extreme on the other side comes out.
Yep.
When Antifa goes fucking ballistic,
Antifa.
Screaming, Antifa, I'm anti-fascist, and everything you fucking do is 100% fascism because you don't know what the fuck it is. Don't be surprised when some dude shows up and hits you in the fucking head with a fucking frying pan. Actually, that was a helmet. But somebody
concrete
put a,
milkshake.
But somebody put a frying pan sound to it, and it sounded a lot better when it was a frying pan. And you know, I laughed my ass off repeatedly. But I'm just saying.
That was funny.
Just saying, you can't be upset when the extremes on the other side show up. That is how shit works, and that's what our forefathers were trying to prevent.
Yep.
First off, nobody wants to pay fucking taxes. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, and look at where we are now.
I don't remember which president it was. It was early on. Jefferson, maybe. Was Jefferson even a president? I don't know.
Jefferson was a president. Jackson was a president.
Jackson. It started with a J.
I think you're thinking about Jackson.
Who said every 12 years there should be a rewriting of the Constitution.
Oh, yeah.
It's either the Constitution or the Bill of Rights.
I don't agree with either one of those. But
and he's like, the reason for this is because we don't want this to be continued. The young generation should rewrite their own, what they think should be.
So as times change.
As times change, the young people get to dictate how that works. And I don't disagree with that.
I do.
I think it's a great idea.
I heavily disagree with that.
Well,
because here's a, that's my that's
depends
that's
on which way you
thing.
Go.
That's the thing is one. Are we talking about the most the top 2-3%? Because that's what our forefathers were. They were the top 3-4% of the educated people in the United States when they wrote that Constitution. That group of guys. That was them. Okay, so do we maintain that, and or do we say, hey, how old were those guys? Do we put an age limit on it? Because the Democrats now want a fucking 15-year-olds to be able to vote and fucking do all this other stupid shit.
Get the fuck out of here with that, Boosh. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they're 16. They're pushing.
Get off
16.
Of Facebook. Jesus. That's never going to happen.
All I'm saying is that's what they're pushing for. So
whatever.
They want to drop the voting age to 16.
That's
so
retarded.
Here's my thing, is what do you consider... You know, the generation, what do you consider the younger generation, and what do you consider the people who are qualified
to
write a constitution?
A 16-year-old don't know what the fuck they're doing. An 18-year-old barely knows what the fuck they're doing.
But an 18-year-old can go fight for his country.
Which is why I also think it's bullshit that they can't drink a beer.
He can go fight for his country. He should be able to drink a beer.
Damn,
but he ain't making no fucking decisions when he's in there fighting for his country.
Thank God for that. Thank God for that.
By the 22-year-old that still don't know what the fuck he's doing.
Still don't know what the fuck he's doing.
You don't wise up until late 20s, early 30s.
Oh, God. I'm still making bad decisions.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm damn near 50. I make bad decisions every day.
Uh-oh. I gotta go get the kitty.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the door's open.
Good luck.
Doors open. Oh, there she goes.
There she comes.
Welcome to Minimum Wage Entertainment, baby.
It is entertainment.
Minimum Wage Entertainment LLC. That's our business. Dude, I think we
still looks like
dude,
a bowling ball.
We straight up need to rebrand. This needs to be Minimum Wage Cast. It just needs to be Minimum Wage Cast. It's so fantastic. It's so on brand.
It's Drinks with Wink, Minimum Wage Cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have the Drinks with Wink where we should have the Distillers Cast. The Brewers Cast. I'm just saying, you keep fucking with the dog. The dog can't get downstairs no more.
Oh, fuck. I forgot. It's my fault. Come here, babe. Come here. Come here.
Now dog's like, I want my toy.
God damn it.
Yeah. Stop fucking with my dog.
I fucked that up. Whatever.
Yeah. Shit happens.
That's why it's called Drinks with Winks.
Yeah. But we do need to get the Distillers Cast and the Brewers Cast going. We've been doing minimum wage for, what, a year now?
Almost. We started right around the George Floyd thing.
Yeah.
It was before. It was a few weeks.
Maybe 2 weeks before?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't know when the George Floyd thing started. I know that we were doing the podcast.
When that happened. Because Day-Day was here. I remember.
My mom passed away. And my mom passed away on the 31st. And that was one night where me and Day-Day, it was just us two. Now, you couldn't make it that night for whatever reason.
It was probably one of the times you had to work.
Yeah. For whatever reason.
But we've been doing it a couple months at that point. Or at least a month.
At least a month.
Yeah, we've got to be pushing close to a year.
I could go to look at Transistor and see when our first upload was.
Come a long way.
Ish.
I don't know about that. That's why it's called Minimum Wage Cast. I'm shocked we got this far.
We're 20. This will be 28 episodes in.
Okay.
And we do one a week.
Oh, we've missed too many.
We've missed a few.
We've missed too many.
Vacations, work stuff.
Oh, dude, we got to get you. Dude, we got to get you an adapter for your phone that you can plug into the damn thing. So, worst case scenario, you move to fucking Liberty Hill. I can still stay at my apartment and we can connect and just do it right from there.
Well, yeah. We're still going to have to figure out how to stay connected.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's how we do that.
Are you seriously still talking about moving?
No.
No, I think takes precedence, bro. Yeah.
I got children's.
Thought of a name?
Tawny Yvonne.
I heard Tawny earlier.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be her name.
I like that.
I don't know a whole lot of Tawnies. Haven't come across a whole lot of Tawnies. Like,
Tawny Katayan just died.
Tawny Katayan, I think was her name.
Whatever. White Snake.
Yeah, the videos. White Snake chick. Yeah. And outside of her, I'd never heard of another one. And then I ended up having a conversation with a friend, and one of their friends was named Tawny. I was like, well, you're two.
I don't know many Tawnies. Yeah.
Two. So I'm good with that.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, because when I was younger, I wanted to name my son Gavin, and I only knew, like, two of those, and one was a lead singer of Bush. Was Gavin Ransdell?
I don't know. All I know is Gavin Newsom, the governor of fucking California. Yeah.
And now I know that jackass, but now I know there's Gavins every fucking.
He's about to get beat by. Dude, what the fuck's their name?
Didn't they do a recall on his ass?
Yeah, he got recalled, bruh. No, he's forcing recall. He's looking at Caitlyn Jenner. Running against him.
Caitlyn's probably going to win. Yeah. I mean, why else wouldn't you have like a tranny murderer that should have been convicted on vehicular manslaughter?
Yep, how about that? That's the reason why she's not going to win and it won't go that far. I don't know. Look, Kamala Harris is now vice president. Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of world are we living in?
I mean, I can see how she would make it, but I'm sitting there looking at mental illness freak that literally drove a vehicle and killed somebody.
Yes. On a public highway.
Yeah.
I think it was I-5.
Got nothing. No.
Nothing.
It was coastal. It's Coast Highway.
Oh. Was it?
Yeah, it was Coast Highway.
Fuck, I thought it was I-5.
No, he
like I know shit about California roads.
Pulling a boat, came around a corner, drunk, speeding. Hit somebody and killed him.
And got the ESPY for...
Oh, Person of the Year?
Person of the Year, some stupid shit like that.
Woman of the Year. It was Woman of the Year.
That's right.
Women, that same, step your game up.
Because it happened right at the same damn time.
Dudes are beating you at your own game.
Yep.
I'm just saying, step your game up. Guys are out there being better women than y'all are. Come on now. I'm still waiting on the first woman to get Man of the Year. I don't think we're very far off from that.
Oh, fuck no, at this point.
I'm sure that's going to happen.
Dude, if you can kill somebody in your car, you're the one that killed him, and you're running for governor of California, what the fuck are we doing here? I mean, we're not far at all.
That's the thing that, you know, that's always stumped me. I've never understood it. Because as a felon, you can't vote.
Right.
Depends on what state you live in now.
But that's you can changed. Run that's... for any public office, including the president of the United States, as a convicted felon.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, you can vote in several states. It depends on the state. Even if you're a convicted.
But it depends on the felony, too. Yeah. If it's a violent crime, I think you pretty much are forfeited most of them. Nixie girl.
Oh, my baby.
No, she's being all sweet.
Which, in a state like Texas, I'm sorry, there are people that have had 3 DUIs, which, yeah, that's bad. But their third one makes them a villain. And
it's okay.
You can't vote because you made some poor life decisions within a 60-year time span?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Florida did that, where ex-felons can now vote. I'm almost positive.
I don't have a problem with them being able to vote.
I don't either.
And here's what I've always said, is either pick one. If I can run for fucking office, I can vote for that office. If I can't vote for that office, then I shouldn't be able to run for that office.
Agreed.
So make a fucking rule. Pick a fucking... That's my deal.
Pick a lane.
Just pick something.
Yeah.
If I'm old enough to go serve for my nation and get shot at and killed, I'm old enough to drink a beer.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit what your opinion is about it. That is what it is. Because... if I am brave enough to go sign that piece of paper to put myself in that situation, that bullshit with me being able to drink alcohol should be waived. Right then and there. And it, okay, well, it's only on base.
Fine.
That's fine with me too. But guess what? Fuck civilians on base. Civilians 100%. Shouldn't be allowed on base at 100%. All. Matter of fact, they shouldn't be there any fucking way because all they do is stir up trouble and they cause fucking problems.
I agree completely.
Get the fuck off of fucking military base.
I agree completely.
Because you haven't gone through boot camp. You haven't gotten the weak ass.
You haven't done your time.
Yeah.
Haven't done your time.
And there is a loophole to drinking under the age of 21. It's called cruise ships out in international waters.
I think in the state of Texas, all you got to be is 16 with parent approval.
No, you don't even have to be 16. If you're sitting with me and I serve you, I can serve my child.
Right. I'm pretty sure. I thought it was 16, though.
No, I could serve my child.
I went on a cruise when I worked at the travel agency many, many years ago, and I was less than 20. And as soon as we hit international waters.
18 is international.
Yep, I was game on.
In international waters, all you got to be is 18.
Yep. Same thing for the casino. I had to wait till international.
I think in Europe, water. I don't think Europe has a...
It depends. All that shit varies wherever you're at. I mean, you go to the fucking Philippines. Can you put money on the table? You go to Mexico. You think Mexico gives a fuck?
You can walk into a pharmacy and get damn near anything you want.
Yeah. Do you have money? Money talks.
Right.
Bullshit walks. Do you got money? What do you want?
You're like, can I have the albuterol inhaler that I don't want to go to the doctor? Yeah, here you go.
You definitely can.
Probably. $20. Okay. Thanks.
Probably more than that, but who knows? It's Mexico. I don't know.
No, it's probably only about $20.
Dude, you leave this country, you'd be shocked at what the prices of prescriptions are.
Prescription drugs anywhere outside, well, I'm not going to say anywhere, but most places
outside most places the outside States, of the U.S. are
they
obscene.
Are very affordable.
Extremely
because
cheap.
They don't have insurance companies.
It's all about insurance companies, dude.
Companies and big pharma.
Shit all that fucking money at them. That's the same argument that a lot of people in Canada, you know, when they talk about it, it's the price of prescriptions in the United States are stupid expensive in comparison to what they have. But their medical costs, like if you have to have surgeries and things like that, they don't cost anything, but they're so fucking hard to get into because just everybody goes, oh, well, I fucking did something. I need to go to the doctor. And they have to go get surgery. So the waiting list is very long.
It's horrible. Yeah.
So
now, again, so that's also, there's also a cap on it, though. So you work 25 years at a job, half your money goes to socialized medical. But once you hit that point, that's it. You've paid your dues. So now you get all that money if you're still working, and you get free health care.
But you're still waiting a year to get...
Yeah, that's a true statement. Yeah, it's a give and take.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Well, no, that's what I think some of the smarter people that chime in on the subject, I think that's really where they come in with their intellectual prowess, is the fact that there's a halfway in between on all of this, and you charge people for surgeries and things of that nature because that's a surgeon that has to perform that fucking surgery. And you don't want fucking Joe Schmo that just went and watched a YouTube video replacing right. your fucking uterus. You probably want a good, very well qualified.
What do they call the guy who finished last in his class at medical school?
Doctor.
Doctor. Yep.
But prescription drugs for, I got, you know, I'm sick. I got strep throat. Why do I have to go spend $200
for antibiotics?
For an antibiotic.
Yeah.
Or with my insurance, I only pay $10, but my insurance is actually covering another $180 or $120 to that freaking pharmaceutical
that I'm
going to
end up paying for anyway in the long run.
At some point in time, right?
Yep.
So I think where they really come into the right area is pharmaceuticals, fuck off. It doesn't cost that much to produce these antibiotics, these pills, these
especially
vaccines,
ones
whatever
that have
it is.
Been around for decades.
Penicillin, goddamn, come on, bro.
I mean, Jesus Christ, amoxicillin, albuterol inhalers have been around.
Dude,
forever.
We haven't had a new antibiotic since penicillin.
No.
They're
no,
all just offshoots of penicillin.
Penicillin's the last actual.
That's the last actual
drug that does something.
I mean,
that
think
does
about
something.
The people with diabetes that are trying to get insulin.
And, dude, how long ago was that? How long
and,
ago was
and
penicillin?
The guy that actually invented insulin refused to actually freaking like put a price tag on it. It was patent, but he was just like
he gave
no,
it
because
away.
The people who need this.
I think he gave it away.
It was, and then when the patent ran out, and it becomes free market. Now it costs $200 for a fucking shot. Come, go fuck
get
yourself.
Get the fuck out of here. That's retarded.
Day-Day had to take insulin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Day-Day was not a very wealthy man, people. Like,
no.
He wasn't even a little bit wealthy.
There's a reason why it's called the minimum wage cast.
Yeah.
Jesus, that like, was Day-Day, minimum wage.
Day-Day had no money, man. And he had to fucking pay for his fucking insulin and all that shit. And this was a late-in-life deal. I mean, he was in his... mid-30s before he was ever diagnosed being a diabetic.
Right.
You know, and I'm just sitting here going, now you have to cover, you know, insulin. And what about these kids who have, you know, peanut allergies? Jesus freaking Christ. Yeah.
Dude,
apparently that's the most deadly thing on the fucking planet.
We have to stop at some point.
And
look, when we were growing
like
up,
$500?
Hey, did you know anybody with a gluten allergy?
No.
What the fuck are we talking about? Get no, the I'm, fuck, I'm calling bullsh on half this.
Sometimes you got to cull the herd.
It's just
gluten
retarded.
Needs to go.
Yes, I'm. What are we talking about?
I dude? Love you, Boo Boo, but you got to go. You got a gluten allergy.
What are we talking about? Come on.
Then don't eat gluten. Deal with it.
Whatever the fuck that is.
Everything that I live on.
Yeah, it's most of the shit I live on too.
Yeah.
I just don't get that bullshit.
Hey, guess what though? Heroin, gluten free.
Hey.
Cocaine, gluten free.
I love. Picking up my vitamins in the morning and see non-GMO, gluten-free. I'm like, well, that's great. Really? Okay. Thanks.
You know what else is non-GMO and gluten-free?
The your shit baby?
You grow in your fucking garden. Grow your own fucking food. Quit fucking saying
we already
farmers.
Did it as a non-GMO baby. Sorry.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. All I'm saying is if you think that the things that the farmers are growing are not up to your fucking snuff,
grow your own.
Grow your own, bro. Hey, you got a yard.
Go test your Miracle-Gro and
oh,
see
guess
what's
what?
In there.
Guess what, though? There's actually cities, and there's quite a few of them, that will not let you grow your own garden.
Fuck
in
off.
In your own yard.
Get really? The fuck out of here.
Oregon being one of those states.
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah.
I'm calling bullshit on
Oregon
that.
Oregon has a big fucking deal about fucking growing gardens and shit. And
what?
Yeah, because you are obstructing the
That's
flow.
Like one of those states that you can get any drug you want. They decriminalized every drug
yeah,
there
just
is.
Just don't obstruct the flow of water to their fucking waterways.
Oh, well, that's a whole different
and
thing.
That's one of the harvesting rainwater? Really? Fucking suck my nuts. It's fucking rainwater. It's falling from the sky. If you think that that's yours...
You're retarded.
You're fucking dumb.
You need a CAT scan.
This shit is falling from the sky onto my own property. I can fucking harvest it if I want to. No, you can't. If you obstruct it flowing to a water source, whether it be a river, a stream, or a lake, you're
in
violation of
that?
Oregon law.
How can they prove that? Get out of here.
Dude, the fucking, the crazy, what everybody calls the crazy freaking cowboys and shit up in Oregon that were doing the standoff and all that shit. That's part of it. That's part of what they were standing up against.
And it really?
Was, yeah.
That whole standoff where they took over fucking...
whatever state building it was. Yeah.
They had like a whole green zone or whatever the fuck you call it.
Yeah. So essentially what it ended up happening with a lot of that was the state...
Part of that was defund the police and all that bullshit.
Well, the state was trying to get onto the landowners for doing a controlled burn so that... whenever the state did decide to do a controlled burn or whatever the shit they were doing, it wouldn't burn down half their property.
Right.
So they were doing a controlled burn on their property, and the state did not appreciate that. And then whenever they did further investigations, they found that they had actually water troughs to catch rainwater. And they were like, nope, now you're preventing water from flowing down to the streams and the rivers, and that's violation of state law. That's what started all that bullshit.
That's complete bullshit.
Dude, you put the water back in the damn ground, it's still going to flow back through the same shit.
Yeah, but they're holding that water for themselves.
Well, there's my water. I want my water. Well, this ain't fucking the expanse to the west where if you stop the water flowing from that mountain down in that creek, now my cows are going to starve to death and die. That's not how this shit works anymore. Hey, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about. I understand where the law comes from. I get it. But we are well beyond that as a society.
Our infrastructure should be a lot better.
No, it's not. Because, I mean, all the water in Southern California comes from Oregon and Washington.
We just went through snowpocalypse.
We've proved the infrastructure has
problems.
Well, those problems are because we moved over to freaking solar and wind in Texas.
That they did not winterize.
Nope. Not even a little bit.
They're going to be doing that soon, I think. I saw something.
Well, you know, when you fire the people who run that whole ordeal that don't live
they didn't
in Texas.
Fire those people quit because they're like, oh, fuck, I'm about to get sued like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. You don't even live in fucking Texas.
Yeah.
What? They didn't live in the United States. Lived in Germany or some shit like that. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, wherever they live. Horrible ideas. But I did make ribs last night, and that was great.
How'd that work out? Did you smoke them?
Yeah. Amber wanted ribs for her Mother's Day dinner.
Her Mother's Day dinner.
Yeah.
Well, she's a mom.
Kinda.
About to be.
Yeah.
She's a baker.
Yeah.
She's a baker right now.
I'm a baker.
She's baking a baby.
Oh, not that kind of baker.
Yeah, no.
She did make some freaking banana pudding the other day, though.
Ooh, yum.
That went away real quick.
Old school?
Nope.
Ah. Get out of here. Come on.
I was trying to get her to get the vanilla pudding for the filling, and she's like, no, it's banana pudding that goes in the filling. And I'm like, man, I'll let you do you then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. There's another wonderful edition of Minimum Wage Cast, because we're going to rebrand to Minimum Wage Cast. I'm just telling you that right now. Get prepared. It's going to happen. Under the Minimum Wage LLC.
Yeah, man. Come find us.
Yep.